Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to Psalms of Hope. Well, you know, in the light of world events, and especially thinking about our own personal events, I decided I'd like to share with you some thoughts about staying in peace in the middle of your circumstances. As I think about peace, first of all, I think of Jesus. His name is Prince of Peace. What does the name have to do with peace? Well, the disciples of Jesus found out. The story from Luke is that the disciples of Jesus included a few seasoned fishermen, and they were used to the storms on the Sea of Galilee. Yet, the Bible says that they were terrified by the great storm that struck while they were sailing on the sea with Jesus. I guess the disciples didn't yet know that one of the names of Jesus is Prince of Peace. Well, they were so afraid of capsizing that the disciples finally awakened Jesus. And then the Bible says that Jesus simply rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. Oh my goodness, that must have been so amazing. You know, there was really no reason for them to fear. Jesus was with them. So today, dear friend, remember that Jesus will be with you through every circumstance. As you face uncertainty in your circumstances, Jesus will be with you if you ask him. His power is real, and he will give you his peace. I have a book that has 365 names for Jesus found in the Bible. One name for every day of the year. Names like Savior, King of Kings, Strong Tower, Comfort, Refuge, all names that we need, but I think my favorite is still the Prince of Peace. I've appreciated that aspect about Jesus so many times in my life. And oh, how I wish I could sit with you and listen to you about those areas where you're concerned, where you're lacking peace, and then pray with you. Jesus wants to be your peace too. Well, there's a song that says, "There will be peace in the valley for you and for me." So while you're listening to the song, maybe ask Jesus to give you that peace that you're needing today. Here's Gary McSpadden singing, "Peace in the Valley."
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Well, the morning is bright and the land is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. In the valley
for me.
Well, the bear will be gentle, I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yes. Well, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. Yes, there will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray. Well, there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, my Lord, and no trouble I'll see. Yes, there will be peace in the valley for me.
There truly is peace in the valley for you if you follow after Jesus. Well, I'm talking about following after peace on this program. It may seem rather absurd to try and have peace, what with all the turmoil in our world. But nevertheless, Jesus said he would give us his peace, so I think we can work toward that goal. You know, one of the areas that causes a disturbance of our own personal peace is our relationships with other people and the issues surrounding them. Maybe that's even what world turmoil is about, too. Relationships with other countries. You know, sometimes we feel we just can't get along with certain people, and it may not be easy to get along with certain personalities, but I believe with the Lord's help, we can improve our relationship with anyone, adult, child, neighbor, friend, spouse, even your boss. They may be an angry person. They may feel they have reason not to like you. But, in fact, they may not like anyone. But usually, improvement starts with you choosing to be at peace when you're talking to them and when you're around them. You know, one of the things that helps us have peace is to do what King David said in Psalm 34:14. He wrote, "I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people." Yes, God will speak to you through the Bible, and he says that no matter what's going on in your life right now, he will give you peace if you ask him. We can ask God to help us be more forgiving, and we can ask God to give us peace even when we don't understand the situation. In fact, that's one of his promises, that we can have peace that passes our understanding. Oh, when we can't see how we can have peace, when we don't have a solution to our problem, God says he will make a way. Now here is the group, Songs of Hope, singing for you, God Will Make a Way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Let's sing it together.
He will make a way for me. Oh, he will desert. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but His word will still remain. And He will do something new today. Might be here tonight. You may think God has forgotten you about your situation, but He hasn't. The Bible says that we are inscribed in the palm of His hand. And heaven and earth may pass away, but His word will remain forever. And He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think tonight. Amen. Let's sing it. Oh, make a way, yes He will, when there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to His side. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each new day.
Oh, what a comfort to know that God will make a way for us in our wilderness. I hope that song was a blessing to you. You know, in our time together, I'm talking about following after peace, keeping peace in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds. Oh, there are times it's not easy to be at peace due to difficulties. There are often circumstances we can't control. And yet, I believe God wouldn't have told us to seek after peace if it weren't possible to attain it. In fact, in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Well, then I read these same verses in the Amplified Bible, and it says, "Now stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to become unsettled. I'm giving you my peace." Well, as I read that scripture, I thought, wow, it looks like Jesus is saying to us, don't allow your mind to become agitated. Well, I know that psychologists often talk about making a choice about what we want to think about. And that's not always easy when we're facing difficult circumstances. Our mind goes around and around and around. A friend of mine, Greg, says, then our mind is twirling. Well, how do we keep peace in our lives? One of the ways we can keep peace is to make decisions that will bring a peaceful solution to the situation in our lives. I remember my deceased husband would often remind me that we needed to follow after peace when we had a decision to make. Well, for us, following after peace meant listening to that still, small voice of the Lord and the question we would ask ourselves, will our decision make the situation better? You know, the old prophet Isaiah wrote in chapter 26, verse 3, "The Lord will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on Him." Well, what I understand from that scripture is that no matter what circumstances come our way, no matter what decisions we have to make, no matter how difficult life becomes, in spite of it all, if we keep our mind on the promises we find in the Bible, if we trust God to help us in all our circumstances, we can walk through it all in peace. Now, there's a wonderful song that talks about God keeping us in peace. Here's one of my favorite singing groups, the Celebrant Singers, and they sing, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." Music encouraging. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you are listening to the Psalms of Hope program. And I'm still on the subject of how to maintain peace in our lives. One of the first things I do when I'm struggling to be at peace in my mind and heart is to turn on God-honoring music in my home or car or wherever I may be. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, King Solomon wrote, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Music helps me think about God and his blessings to me as I go about my daily life. You know, if you would like the website of the Christian stations that I listen to, just email me and I'll send you the information. And you can be blessed too by their wonderful music. Well, you know, some time ago I went through a circumstance that had the potential to rob me of my confidence and send me into depression. You know, when people disappoint us or make decisions we have to live with, even though they affect us adversely, we must still choose how we are going to handle it. And the verse from Solomon became real in my life. For a while, my mind was constantly going back over and over to my hurt and frustration. But finally, I understood that I was going to be stuck there if I just kept thinking about that hurtful circumstance. And I have learned that our thoughts determine our destiny. Yes, your thoughts and how you react will change the course of your life. King Solomon was right. As you think, you will become what you think about. If you dwell on angry thoughts, you become more angry. But dwell on God's promises in the Bible for you and in his blessings, and you will become more peaceful and happy. So may I encourage you, if you're struggling to keep peace in your life, like I was, turn off the negative voices in your mind and turn on some God-honoring music or teaching that will encourage you and give you the courage to face these difficult days in your world. There's a song that says we should give all of our shattered dreams and wounded hearts to Jesus. Now here's Evie singing, Give Them All to Jesus.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shadows dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Jesus, and He will turn your sorrow into joy.
Just give them all to Jesus, and He will turn them into joy.
He never said you'd only see sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain.
Yes, let's give all of our shattered dreams and wounded hearts to Jesus. And when we do, we'll have peace. You know, I've never read that the birds lose their peace and worry about not having enough food. And then recently, I read an article and understood why. Some years ago, a statistician on his computer figured out that if you took all the wealth of the 100 richest men in the world, put it all together to buy feed for the birds around the world, the money would only last about 3 days. Oh, yet God feeds the birds all over the world each and every day, and has for thousands of years. So when we think of that, it shouldn't be too hard for God to supply our needs, does it? And the Bible says that we are worth more than the sparrows. You know, when we believe, when we really trust God to supply our needs, we will have peace, knowing that He will supply our needs like He does the birds. We may not know how, we may not know when, but we can trust that God will supply our needs. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, the more we seek to know Jesus and read the Bible, the easier it is to keep our minds at peace. Let me give you one last scripture. In John 14, verse 37, Jesus said, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Yes, that's a promise from Jesus himself to you today. I wonder, may I pray for you for peace in your life? Let's pray. God, I know that you are going to see my friend through this difficulty. I give you their pain, their hurts, their disasters, their frightening doctor's report, whatever their struggle is, we give it to you. Thank you, God, for your promise that you will sustain them, you will supply their needs, and you will give them your peace and joy. Amen. Well, so long for now. Do write to me if you'd like us to pray for you. And may the peace of our Lord fill you with all hope for your future. You can email or write if you would like to receive a CD of this program. And then you can listen over and over as you learn to think of the promises that God has for you. And remember, no matter where you live, what you've been through, or what you've done, Jesus loves you and promises you his peace. So put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.